Jim Allister, leader of the TV, with us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning. So the Health and Social Care Board Chief, John Compton, has just told the Nolan Show the consultant-led maternity unit at Causeway Hospital is likely to close within the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes, and I think that's but the tip of the iceberg. You know, this is supposed to be a public consultation, but it's fairly clear when you stand back and look at it that you can see a trajectory of a predetermined outcome. You know, if this was about listening to the public, well, my goodness, he had it in bucket loads from the people who are served by Corian Hospital, the 23,000 petition with Parade to Save Our Hospital, all of that. I totally ignored because there is this predetermination to run down the Corian Hospital. Now, let me remind you, Corian Hospital just doesn't serve Corian. It serves as far east as the Glens of Antrim, Ballycastle, Ballymoney. And now the DUP minister is saying that people there have to go to Londonderry for consultant-led maternity services.
But Jim, what the...
that they have to go there for essentially proper A&E facilities. That is just not providing the service.
Yeah, but Jim, are you playing to the crowd here? In other words, your local crowd. In terms of this, let me finish the question. If the experts are telling us that the outcomes are better if you can go to a specialist unit, that your survival rate is better if there is a specialist unit, even if it takes longer to get there, you're more likely to stay alive. Surely that's the bottom line.
The experts will always tell us of what the cost-driven requirements are.
No, it's statistical outcomes of survival, Jim.
This is about saving costs. This is about paring back the health service to the bone. That's why he now wants to privatise the residential care and remove all those homes, of which there are many in North Antrim, and reduce those. And I have no apology for trying to defend the interests of my constituents in North Antrim. It is not in the interest of my constituents in Ballycastle or Ballymoney that they have to travel to either Belfast or Londonderry for services such as maternity or basic A&E.
But Jim, all politicians...
There is a programme and a stratagem to run down this hospital, and in time, that is what they're determined to do.
But Jim Allister, all politicians could say, hands off our local hospital. That would not be for the collective good of Northern Ireland if the statistical data of survival rates, if we're talking about, you know, A&E services, emergency services, if the statistical data shows that outcomes are better with one specialist unit instead of two separate hospitals needing two sets of staff and therefore we don't have the specialists in each of them, then surely it is better to have one.
And just carry that logic to its ultimate conclusion. You end up with one hospital serving all of Northern Ireland. You know,
no one's suggesting that.
Let's keep our feet on. Well, I'm sure you will get some expert and some statistics to take you to that conclusion if that saves more money. You know, let's keep our feet on the ground. The people of Ballymoney, the people of Ballycastle, they need a service which is accessible to them. People die in ambulances because of the time involved in getting to hospital. And now we're going to multiply that severalfold by saying to them that you have to travel to either Auchnagilvin or Belfast to get a proper service.
But isn't it the case, isn't it the case, Jim Allister, that people die when they could otherwise survive because we do not have centralised specialist facilities?
Well, I don't think that you can say that. But what I'm looking for at Corian is proper, adequate facilities, not running down, improving those facilities.
And where's the money coming from? You know,
well, the money, my goodness, in this country, we waste money hand over fist. From relatively small matters like £400,000 to take photographs of executive ministers in a vanity project to £100 million to run useless, unnecessary north-south bodies. Don't talk to me about where's the money coming from. We are in a business in this executive of wasting money. If they put hospital care further up the agenda and made it a priority instead of all the vanity projects and the political projects, there'd be lots of money for a proper hospital at Corian.
For example, the consultant-led maternity unit at Causeway Hospital, which John Compton has said is now likely to close, he says the numbers don't stack up. You have 1,200 people per year and it does not stack up.
With respect, 1,200 babies born per year is quite a lot. and is, I believe, capable of sustaining a unit as it has in the past. This is simply about trying to facilitate the hospital managers, such as Mr. Compton and his ilk, who have got this grand plan to try and reduce the facilities and the services so that they can tick some boxes and say, oh, this is how it would be.
So you as a politician...
We're working here on a model, which is a model from the south of England, where it says you have to have 400,000 people to sustain a hospital. Sorry, Northern Ireland is a scattered rural community with communities like those of the Glens of Antrim, like Ballycastle, like Ballymoney, which cannot be serviced by simply taking that model and superimposing it and saying, oh, in consequence, you must travel to Alton and Kelvin, or you must travel to...
Have you looked, Jim Allister, hold on a second, have you looked at survival rates? Have you looked at outcomes? Have you looked at the statistical data?
I've read statistical data which has been published.
Can you quote any of it to me?
No, I'm not going to. I can't quote any of it to you as I sit talking to you in my car. Of course I can't.
But is there any top-line information? You know, you're an intelligent guy, for goodness sake. Is there any top-line information in terms of statistical data which supports your argument?
Well, you may be sitting surrounded by statistical data, and I'm sure you are, but I have enough common sense to know that if you say to me, okay, you live in the Glens of Antrim, we're going to give you excellent hospital services, but you have to travel 50 miles to get it. You have to travel to Londonderry. You have to travel to Belfast. And this is in your interest. This is better for you than travelling a few miles down the road to Coleraine. You know, common sense goes a lot further than statistical data.
But you say that common sense goes a lot further. But in the briefings I've had, and at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm looking at the information that I see in front of me. They basically say that if you can get to a specialist unit within 120 minutes, in other words, 2 hours, that is better, Jim, than going 5 or 10 minutes up the road where there isn't that specialist facility.
Now, quoted accurately, and you're the man with it in front of you, that's in relation to cardiac problems.
That's true. That's right.
Yes, that's true. I'm talking to you about a lot more than that. I'm talking to you about maternity services. I'm talking to you about A&E services, which are presently available at Coleraine. So don't muddy the waters.
Let's look at maternity services.
That have to do with cardiac arrest and dealing with that.
Let's look at
a totally different matter.
Let's look at maternity services, Jim, because we've been talking about it at the Causeway Hospital, likely now to close, confirmed by John Compton on this programme this morning. You're saying that 1,200 people as a throughput in that maternity service is enough to justify it staying open. What is the critical mass point for a maternity service staying open? What is it?
Well, all I can say to you is that in the past, 1,200 has sustained that unit and has provided the service that the local community needs. So that seems to me to be a critical mass that's working. And if it's working, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But unfortunately, transforming your care is about cost-driven requirements to fix things which aren't broken and, in consequence, to give less of a service across the areas that they're supposed to serve.
But you see, if you're going to challenge the experts, right, surely you've got to have an understanding of how many people, because John Compton is saying it needs 2,000 people, roughly. To sustain a service.
2,000, 2,500. Yeah. So even he doesn't.
Okay, so 2,000 to 2,500 he is saying, and 1,200 is far short of that. What are you saying is the critical mass? Is 500 enough in your view?
You've
got to support your argument surely with data rather than just rhetoric.
And here's the data, Mr. Nolan. That is what has been the outturn at the Causeway, and the unit has flourished and has survived and has done very well for the people that it serves. So 1,200 is working very well for the Causeway, and there is no data or requirement to change it whatsoever. Rather, we should be maintaining a consultant-led maternity unit there rather than this agenda to run down the Causeway on every front at every opportunity. And sadly, I saw some politicians, some DUP politicians, take part in the Save Our Hospital campaign. And yesterday I listened to them in the Assembly supporting the Minister and the DUP's drive now to run down the Causeway. If I take part in the Save Our Hospital campaign, I'll stick with it, and I'll be sticking with the campaign to save the cause.
No matter whether the data supports your view or not?
Not about...
No matter whether data, statistical data, outcomes are different for patients?
The data that matters is providing the service that is required for an area as a...
No matter what cost?
No, as an area that is as scattered. For taxpayers in Ballycastle, the Glen, Ballymoney, they're deserving of a service, as you might be in your part of Northern Ireland.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
That is what I would fight for.
Thank you, sir.